On this day, 4th May, 1921. Protest at Papist Viceroy. The appointment of a Catholic as Lord Lieutenant of Ireland and the swearing-in of that gentleman at Dublin Castle on the Douai Bible were strongly condemned by Councillor W.J. Twaddell, one of the Unionist candidates for West Belfast, at a meeting of women in Shankill Road, Orange Hall. Mr. S. Cunningham, J.R., who presided, said they were in very critical times, and if they did not win now, they would be done for and be under a Sinn Féin Parliament. Mr. T.H. Byrne, M.R., said it might be held that the struggle was between Unionists on the one hand and Nationalists and Sinn Féiners on the other, but he could tell them that the real struggle lay between Protestantism and Roman Catholicism. Applause. Councillor W.J. Twaddell, another Unionist candidate, said, "We are as heartily and strongly opposed to Home Rule as ever we were, and our opposition is amply justified by the state of Ireland today." Nevertheless, Home Rule has been forced upon the six counties. We did not want it. We don't want it. We prefer to remain an integral part of the UK. Be that as it may, it is our intention to make the best of what we consider a bad bargain. This is a contest for the defence of Protestantism in opposition to an attempt at the conquest of the six counties by the Roman Catholics of Ireland. He added, "One item, I think we will all agree, is contrary to the constitution of this country, and that is the appointment of a Roman Catholic Lord Lieutenant." Mr. R.J. Lynn, M.R., the third candidate, described the Devlinite nationalists as Sinn Féiners in disguise. Craig and the Orange Sash. Sir James Craig, speaking at Bangor, said, "The people of Ulster must not expect miracles because a parliament was brought to their doors. His party and his policy were going to be moderate, but there must be no trifling with the Union Jack or Orange Sash." Eamon Phoenix editor's note, the sectarian tone of much of the Unionist rhetoric in the run-up to the partition election was hardly reassuring to the one-third Catholic minority trapped in the new state. William Twaddell MP would be assassinated by the IRA in May 1922. The appointment of Lord Fitzalan as the first Catholic viceroy angered loyalists such as T.H. Byrne, a member of the right-wing Ulster Unionist Labour Association. The UULA was set up by Carson in 1918 to deflect Unionist working men from socialism, which was making inroads in Red Clydeside. R.J. Lynn chaired the Lynn Committee into Educational Reform under the Unionist government.